Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Back here on Thunder and Lightning, Super Talk Mississippi on a Wednesday evening. Thanks for joining me. Joining me now, one of my all-time favorite Bulldogs, Shane Power, former basketball player on that SEC championship team back in 2004, and of course NCAA tournament in 2005 as well. And Shane, you got a chance to watch this current MSU team earlier this year when they played out on the Arizona Invitational out there. What were your thoughts watching that team play? What did you think about them?
Hey, Brian, it's great to be on. And yes, it was a treat having the Dogs come to the desert. Absolutely loved those two games around Christmas. So it was just great to see the coaches, see Coach Brooks again, you know, meet Coach Padgett and Coach Anwar and the other coaches. And to see that maroon and white out here, you know, we were kind of up and down as a team when we were out here. Obviously, Butler caught us off guard a little bit. You know, and Butler looked like a good team at that point, Brian. They're now, I think, 8-10, I saw yesterday, which is kind of shocking. But either way, it was great to see the Bulldogs in the desert.
I wanted to ask you about Josh Hubbard, because, you know, you've been watching him these past few weeks. He's struggling. There's no getting around that fact. You were a shooter. When you're a shooter and you're in a slump, Do you realize it? Do you go out there on the floor saying, "All right, this is the night I get it all straightened out"? What's going through your mind when you're struggling a little bit?
Yeah, you're just trying to find a rhythm, and for me, it all comes down to your shot selection, right? And you know, Brian, there's two fundamental truths of basketball, in my opinion, that I've learned through all the great coaches that I've been able to meet over my lifetime, including, you know, Bobby Knight and Coach K and Gene Cady and, you know, all the great coaches. Two things. One, the hungriest, most aggressive team usually wins. And two, the team that gets the most easy baskets, giving up the least amount of easy baskets, usually wins. Right? So that second one is extremely important because it's about shot selection. Right? And Josh Hubbard can shoot from anywhere. We know that. We've seen that for a year and a half now. The problem is all the shots he's taking right now are hard shots. And I don't necessarily think that's his fault. A lot of times I don't see a lot of ball movement, player movement. And when that happens, you have a set defense, right? And a set defense in non-conference is different than a set defense in conference. In conference, as you saw those athletes from Tennessee, right, you see the athletes from Kentucky, the athletes from Auburn, trying to to drive or to shoot on one of those set defenses in the SEC, that's a hard shot. So I'd like to see us help Josh a little bit more. In fact, all of our guys, get more ball movement, player movement. The hardest thing to do in college basketball is to go from the help position, firing out to closing out on a shooter driver. And that's the hardest thing to do in college basketball because guys can drive right past you. Everyone's fast and strong. And then if you stay in front of them, they can just raise up and shoot it, right? So we got to make defenses do that. And if you watch, you know, the last few games, you know, I mentioned it, even when we scored 90 the other day, I still didn't see a whole lot of ball movement, player movement. And it's leading to hard shots, which is leading right now to Josh being in a slump.
Is it true that when you're a shooter, the only way to get out of a slump is to shoot your way out of it? You just have to keep firing?
Yeah, you have to keep shooting for sure. And Josh is a great shooter, there's no question. You know, what you're seeing right now, though, is you're seeing teams, again, play Josh differently than they did last year. And it's almost, you know, they're almost daring him to drive. He's an extremely capable driver, and he's a great finisher for his size. The other thing that happens when he drives and get a piece of the paint is it makes the defense collapse because he is a superstar. And then you get those kickouts. So again, to me, you know, we got to get him coming off of curl screens, you know, catching the ball on the run with the defender a half step behind and him getting a piece of the paint. And whether he shoots that or not, you know, it's going to open up the offense for everybody. But my point is you get in there, you hit some floaters, like hit some little bank shots, get fouled, go to the free throw line, He's the best free throw shooter, I think, in the conference at like 85%. That's the type of stuff that gets that momentum going. Now you can come off a dead run for a three-point shot like he does and flick out his legs and hit one 4 feet behind the line. But start inside out, just like you do when you're warming up. You start right under the basket, and you work your way out as you're warming up. I would do the same thing right now if I was him trying to work out of this slump.
Shane, you played on a team that went undefeated on the road. That is something that it seems almost impossible in any level of basketball. This team started out with three true road wins, all quad one games when they won at SMU, at Memphis, and then at Vanderbilt. But these last two games on the road, now I know they're playing top tier competition, but they haven't even felt like they were in the game. Mentally, what does a team have to do when they go on road games to prepare?
It's really hard. And I'll say this for our Dogs. Having a Saturday, Tuesday, I mean, and Brian, that's been the back-to-back week. Saturday, Tuesday. That is an extremely short period. You want to spend all week preparing for a conference team. And to play Saturday night, try to recover Sunday, probably travel Sunday, have Monday to prepare. That's extremely tough. And you can tell, they're not getting off to a quick start. That comes from fatigue sometimes. But I do love, what we saw second half from them. They look like a team that they're, quite frankly, their manhood was probably challenged at halftime, right, if we know Coach Jans. And they came out firing. And that's what good teams do. That's what championship guys do. So, yes, it has been tough. They also played some of the best teams in the country. And fortunately, you look at the schedule is more favorable, the rest of the year,
yeah.
Especially the way we end conference season. So there's an opportunity to still go 11-7 in conference. I was going through the schedule here before we jumped on. If they play well and like they can play to their potential, they could go 11-7. It could also be a 9-9 very easily. And we're going to be, it's going to be a fine line between winning and losing from here on out. But I do think we've got some of the tougher games out of the way. And then, we do have Alabama twice this year. Alabama right now is playing at a whole different level. That's tough. But outside of that, I don't see anybody. Florida's obviously playing really well at number 5 in the country. It's another
what's a home game.
Tough one. Outside of that, there's nobody that I would say has an advantage on us going into the game. So can we beat the Missouris, right? Mm-hmm. Can we win those type of games? Can we win at Georgia? Can we win at Ole Miss, who gave us everything we wanted the other night? Those are the key games. Can we win those games to go 11-7 or 10-8?
Let's talk about you for just a minute, because I'm looking at your Twitter profile, board chair for Make-A-Wish Arizona. What is that role like for you, and how much enjoyment do you get to take from that?
It's absolutely amazing. It's one of the best things that I do. The best part about my last position as president of Water Tree Health and the 10-year rocket ride we had there, saving consumers over $1 billion in their medications. The best part about that was the impact we were able to have with Make-A-Wish, donating almost $8 million to Make-A-Wish. And, Brian, every single wish across the country, and I've gotten the chance to participate in so many of them. I was Alfred the Butler and the Batman wish in Chicago that was all over the news. In Mississippi at the outlets, we had, Christmas and Christmas in July, and got to go on a shopping spree around the outlets with the Wish Kid. Every single one, no matter if it's a backyard build or you're going to Disney or you're fighting the Joker around Grand Park in Chicago, every single wish feels like the Super Bowl, because it's the Super Bowl to that kid. It's the Super Bowl to his parents. It's a respite for all of them. And then every wish touches an average of 100 people. And so it brings communities together. It's one of the best things I do. I love Make-A-Wish, and there's a lot of great charities throughout the country, but Make-A-Wish is certainly special in my heart. And I'm very, very big fan of Allison, the CEO of Make-A-Wish Mississippi. She has done an incredible job and really lifted Make-A-Wish Mississippi to the next level to impact even more kids.
Only got about 30 seconds. With Make-A-Wish, have you gotten a chance to work with John Cena? I have to know.
I got to meet John Cena in person. It was back when he was dating one of the Bella twins. It was actually his 500th wish he participated in, and that was in New York City at Dave & Buster's, and I was one of the sponsors. It was amazing. He is a larger-than-life guy.
That's awesome. Shane, thanks so much. We're definitely going to try to get you back on here and on the podcast to talk some hoops with us throughout the season, man. Really appreciate you coming on.
Hey, I love it, Brian, and thank you for finally following me on Twitter. Thank you.
It's been a long time coming, but we got it done. Shane Power, Mississippi State basketball, and now with Make-A-Wish. Great talk with him. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll talk some football and some lights coming to Davis-Wade Stadium. We'll be back in just a minute. Thunder and Lightning Live.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.